mouth gets dry, and I hope I can get through this. And I appreciate everybody being here today. My father-in-law and my mother-in-law are here today, and they had to come see their favorite son-in-law preach. I'm their only son-in-law, so. But I do appreciate everyone being here. David and Carolyn are out of town. Carolyn's mom, I believe, is doing pretty, is it her mom? Her mom is in poor health, and they wanted to go visit her. So they're on the road this weekend, and he asked me to fill in for him. Those that really, oh, one other thing I wanted to say, my in-laws today are celebrating their 57th, is that right? 57th wedding anniversary. So we're very glad they came our way. I appreciate them a lot. Those that like really long sermons, I'm going to disappoint you today. So I don't usually preach real long. Today's sermon, we're going to talk about training up a child. And you know, what a great gift we have in our children. Psalms chapter 127 in verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." It's sad to say that society and parents often look at children not as a blessing but as a burden. And it seems like our society, in the course of its raising its children, often leave children to themselves to raise themselves. And parents don't have a lot of time for children sometimes, and it is very sad. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 15 says, "The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother." We know from Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, it tells us, it's a passage we often quote, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And in the New Testament, we see Ephesians 6 and chapter 4 talks about, "Fathers, bring up our children in the training and the admonition of the Lord." Now, I'd like to commend those that make an effort to bring your children here for worship and for Bible class. And I'd also commend those that encourage our young people on a daily basis. And I'm talking about parents, grandparents, and friends who make an effort to get their kids here. I have a privilege of interacting with the young people on a weekly basis, and they're a great group of kids, and I really do appreciate them a lot, and I appreciate their parents. There was a song back in 1974. I think Steve made reference to this in one of his lessons before, but it was a song released in 1974, and it was written by Harry Chapin. And the name of the song, most of us older folks will know it, is called "Cats in the Cradle." And it's a very touching song about a father who was too busy to be there for his son, and talks about childhood activities and things that the father was missing. And the father made vague excuses. You know, we'll get together one of these days. We'll take care of that. Well, the son, as time goes by, accepts his excuses, and he says, "I'm going to be like you, Dad." And the song carries on the third and fourth verses. You know, the father is getting older, and he finally finds time to spend time with his college-age son, and his college-age son wants the car keys. He's ready to go. He's got things to do himself. And then the fourth verse, the father is retired. His son is actually moved away, and his father's looking forward to that time when he could spend with his son, and it's too late. And the final verse says, "And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me." They see our priorities sometimes, many times, better than we even ourselves do. And the Bible teaches that our children and our grandchildren are going to bear the reward or the consequences of our actions and of our inaction. The children of Israel were warned in Psalms chapter 78. We're going to read a few verses here in Psalms chapter 78. But the children of Israel were warned, starting in verse 3 of chapter 78, says, "Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. Joel chapter 1 and verse 3 puts forth another principle of proper teaching. It says, tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children and their children another generation. In Exodus chapter 20, and about verse 5, we say, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You know, many of our current generation are suffering for lack of guidance from grandparents and from parents. I'd like to address our young people. To our young people, I would like to say, you know, parents and adults in general, we're not perfect people. But it still says in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, to honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. So I would like to encourage our young people, no matter what example has been given to you, you should determine to always live for God. Psalms chapter 119, starting in verse 97, says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. You as young people can have understanding well beyond your years, and the God's Word can give that to you if you just study it. To our adults, we should always determine to provide proper training to our kids. If not in the past, we can always start now. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 20 through 24 tells us, my soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We can begin as adults to make our commitment to raise our children. You know, God is a forgiving God, and he allows us new beginnings. Out in the foyer, there's a lot of these golden gems. It's a little pamphlet. And there are some golden gems in here. And I'm gonna read a poem that is much more pertinent than the song we talked about earlier, the Cats in the Cradle song. And this is more spiritually oriented. The author is unknown, and it's called As the Twig is Bent. A little girl with shining eyes, her little face aglow, said, Daddy, it's almost time for Sunday school. Let's go. They teach us there of Jesus' love and how he died for all upon a cruel cross to save those who on him will call. Oh, no, said Daddy, not today. I've worked hard all this week, and I must have one day of rest. I'm going to the creek. For there I can relax and rest, and fishing's fine, they say. So run along, don't bother me. We'll go to church someday. Months and years have passed away, but Daddy hears that plea no more. Let's go to Sunday school today. Those childhood days are o'er. And now that Daddy's growing old, when life is almost through, he finds more time to go to church. But what does daughter do? She says, oh, Daddy, not today. I stayed up most all night, and I just have to get some sleep. Besides, I look a fright. Then Daddy lifts a trembling hand to brush away his tears as again he hears that pleading voice distinctly through the years. He sees a small girl's shining face upturned with eyes aglow as she says it's time for Sunday school. Please, Daddy, won't you go? We have a great gift in our children. And it's sad to see the problems that many of them face in this life. But we can make that determination to begin anew, to raise our children anew to the best of our ability. If there's anything that you might need to come forward about today to give your life to Christ in baptism or to ask for prayers of the church this morning, now's the time as we stand and sing.
Had it not